President John Mahama says government is doing all it can to ensure that Ghanaians are safe and secure from terrorist attacks. According to the president, the National Security Council is assessing the threat that terrorists pose to Ghana and the sub-region. Addressing Ghanaians living and pursuing academic interests in Scotland as part of his four-day tour of that country, the president said the threat levels cannot be discounted and government is doing everything possible to protect her people from falling prey to any attacks.
Increasingly, the threat of terrorism is an issue that we need to pay attention to. We had a National Security Council meeting 2 days ago, just before I left, to come here, and we're assessing the threat that terrorism poses to our sub-region. The countries around Lake Chad have been battling with Boko Haram for some years now. And recently, as a result of the destabilization in North Africa, you know what's happening in Libya and other things, a lot of weapons and arms have filtered into the Sahelian area, and it's become a bit of a lawless area. So northern Mali, southern Algeria, southern Libya, and that whole Sahelian belt in the Sahara area has become a very problematic area. And we're beginning to see the results stretching as far down as West Africa. You know what happened in Bamako? 2 months later, it recurred in Burkina Faso. And just last weekend, it happened in Abidjan, in Grand Bassam, Cote d'Ivoire. So it just means that the threat level is something that we cannot discount. And so government is doing everything it can to ensure that our people are safe and secure. But certainly that's one of the issues engaging our attention at the moment.
President Mahama reiterated the need to diversify the economy to make it more robust. He said what needs to be done to grow the economy is encapsulated in the agenda for transformation.
One of the major challenges our economy has faced is that it has been a commodity export-dependent economy and also highly import-dependent. And so if we are to make the economy more resilient, then we need to diversify the economy so that we're not just exporters of primary products. Even if we have to export primary products, then we must ensure that we're adding value to those products before we're exporting them. And so that has been the vision of this government. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes time to put in the things that you need to do. And so as part of the agenda for transformation that we've been pursuing, we have targeted the top 6 commodities for which we have a comparative advantage to produce, but yet are importing in huge quantities. And in the State of the Nation address 2 years ago, I named those 6 commodities. We import $1.5 billion worth of those commodities every year. And top of that is rice. The demand for rice is high because of urbanization. The demand for poultry is high, and we're importing a lot of poultry products. We're importing a lot of fish, tomato, vegetable cooking oil, sugar. And yet, if you take all these products, these are products that we have a comparative advantage to produce at home. And so as part of our vision, we've been stepping up the production of these products. And I'm happy to say that we've taken rice from production from 30% of total consumption to 60% of total consumption as I speak. And so gradually we're reducing rice imports into Ghana. And our intention is that by 2020, we should not only be able to produce 100% of Ghana's rice needs, but become a net exporter of rice.